hope for the best, expect the best, but be ready, get ready for the worst. Hi there, my name is Bruno Aguiar, and such an immense pleasure and honor to be back here with you today again. After some time, here I am to talk to you. And yes, again, I'm super happy to be back here with you, and I hope I can deliver the best for you. If you follow me, you already know that this last November of 2023, I traveled to the United States after 12 years of my first travel to the United States. And it was super duper cool. Probably you might have seen or watched my stories and all the experiences that I've shared on my Instagram. If you haven't, please reach me at Teacher Bruno Aguiar, and I'm sure you're gonna learn a lot in there. Of course, I've shared many things, right? Many tips, vocabulary tips, and etc. And also some setbacks, some little challenges, os famosos perrengues chiques that we've had, we had actually during this trip. But anyways, what I'm here to tell you about today is about two experiences that I had back in the United States, you know, some time ago, I believe 1 month ago, right? And I think this is gonna be super important for you to prepare your English, to improve, to study, and etc., and keep improving. Anyways, so summarizing, we stayed there 10 days. We got a flight from Sao Paulo to New York, and then we got a bus from New York to Washington, D.C. And we arrived in Washington, D.C. around 11 p.m. And yes, it was pretty cold, you know. Compared to our Brazilian temperatures, it was pretty cold for us. But it was something like 10 degrees Celsius, something like that. And we were in six people, six adults and two kids. One of them being my niece and the other my daughter, Ana Clara. And when we got to the bus terminal there, unfortunately, the Uber app was not working. And we all know that using or getting an Uber is pretty easy, right? You just make some clicks, you know, give some clicks there on the phone, and you call your Uber, right? Uber driver. However, it was not working, so we had to go for a taxi, you know. And as we arrived at the taxi stand is where you get the taxi. There are many taxis in there, and then you raise your hand, you get your taxi. That's when we had our first challenge involving English, you know. The thing was, we needed to go for our address, and our method of payment was Apple Pay, you know. Apple Pay in a credit card, debit card, whatever. We had Apple Pay, you know. And I asked the first driver if he could take us to that address, you know, to our address. And he said, no, I don't accept Apple Pay. I believe he was Indian, something like that. And then I asked another taxi driver, and he was American. And he said, no, I don't accept Apple Pay. No Apple Pay, you know, something like that. And then a third driver and a fourth driver. So basically, I asked, I believe, three or four taxi drivers if they could take us to our address, accepting Apple Pay payment. However, none of them wanted to accept, you know. And then, as the first three or four drivers didn't want to accept Apple Pay, some other drivers started arriving, you know. And then, suddenly, there were like 10 taxi drivers waiting because the first three didn't want to accept Apple Pay, you know. So, like, there was a confusion in there because the taxi drivers there were at the end, in the end of the line, they wanted to go, they wanted to drive, but the first ones didn't want to accept the Apple Pay. So basically, there was a huge confusion. Suddenly, I saw myself in the middle of like six or eight, I don't remember, but there were like eight taxi drivers discussing, arguing, you know, like, oh, you need to accept Apple Pay. Apple Pay is acceptable. You are a liar. It's just because you want more money, you know? And I was like, holy shit, dude, I've barely arrived in the United States. And like, I am in the middle of a confusion with some taxi drivers here, and all I want is to go home, because it was 11 p.m. We, you know, we were in 8 people, we were tired, we were starving, because we hadn't eaten by that moment, you know. And I was like, holy shit, imagine if some students come here with basic English level, saying like, oh, with my basic English level, I can manage, you know, any situation. If I can't manage, I'm gonna use Google Translator, and that's all right. And man, let me tell you something. That was quite a challenge, because there were taxi drivers who were Americans, Pakistanians, Indians, Chileans, Mexicans, you know, so it's like all different pronunciations, everyone is speaking in a velocity, everyone is speaking with a different accent, you know, and I was like, holy crap, poor students, you know, poor basic level students. So that was the first challenge. The second challenge, just to like give you the end of the story, eventually we got the taxi drivers, you know, I managed to solve the situation, I handled the situation, and we found two drivers to take us home, you know, accepting Apple Pay, which was great. So that also tells me that the first two taxi drivers were lying, right? Because if the others accepted Apple Pay, that means the other two, the first two, were lying, right? They were motherfucker liars. But anyways, we got home. That's cool. All right. Later on the next day, we decided to rent a car. You know, that it was something that I missed out on, that I totally, let's say, misjudged on our itinerary plan, because as I had lived in Washington, D.C., I thought that we would be able to do everything by train or by metro, as I used to do 12 years ago, you know, because when I lived there, man, everywhere, every time, everything that I wanted to do was by metro, you know. And I felt like, well, it's gonna be by metro as well, you know, pretty easy. It's really easy peasy to go around the city, you know. It's not a big deal, so we're gonna use the train, you know. Turns out the family resolved to rent a car. Okay, cool. So then we got an Uber, and we went actually to rent a car back in, yeah, the first day of our travel. And then when we got there, I didn't know, but to rent a car in the United States, you need some documentations. And the documentations were the driver's license, credit card, and passport. All the three documents with the same name or in the same name. So like, for me to rent a car, I needed driver's license in my name, credit card in my name, and a passport in my name as well, you know? And turns out we were three people trying to rent this car. My brother-in-law, meu cunhado, my brother-in-law had the driver's license, but and he also had the credit card, but he didn't have the passport. And he did not have a copy of his passport, so he didn't have the passport at all. My wife had driver's license. She had a copy of her passport, but she didn't have the credit card. And I had the driver's license, I had the credit card, but I just had a copy of my passport. So that was a problem, right? Because I didn't have the original passport, and the original passport was required, was necessary, was needed. And man, we went to the first car rental place. We talked to the girl and like, please, please, please help us. And she said like, oh, I am a little busy here. Let me see what I can do. And then we went to a second car rental place company, and we talked to a Brazilian guy in there, and we tried to persuade him to help us, but unfortunately he didn't help us, you know, or he couldn't help us because we didn't have all the documents. And turns out, you know, I returned to the first place that we had been, And I was there talking to the manager, you know, using my English. And I said, like, please, I do have the passport, but the passport is in our house. I can get the car, you know, if you permit me, I can get the car and go home and bring the passport back to you and show you that I'm not lying, you know. And she was like, listen, Bruno, I'm gonna do this for you this time. However, if anyone asks you, if your friend asks you tomorrow to come here, I'm not gonna do that whatsoever. No way, okay? I'm just gonna help you because you have two kids and these two kids are waiting for you and it's cold. Oh, and there was another fact. It was Sunday, you know, and Sunday in Washington, D.C., differently from New York, that like it's a 24-7 is funciona 24 horas per dia, 7 dias per semana. New York is a 24-7 city, you know. Washington, D.C. is not. Everything, you know, actually Washington, D.C. works like a business, like a business, like during the week or during the weekdays. It's from 8 to 6 p.m., 5 p.m., you know? And then at night, nothing works except restaurants and some supermarkets, you know? But you can definitely see the behavior of the citizens are very different, you know? They don't go out differently from New York. New York at night is very busy, right? But in Washington, if you know, it's really quiet. So it was a Sunday, you know? Sunday afternoon, like 2 p.m., you know, and we were hungry as well. It was cold, you know, and I was like, please help me. And finally, the lady allowed us to take the car, you know, using just a copy of my passport. And I was like, oh my God, you're super cool. You're an angel. You're a lifesaver. You know, thank you very much. Really appreciate that. I'll never forget what we did for us. And yeah, finally, again, we managed to solve this setback, this challenge, you know, this little problem, right? Anyways, it was a little bit stressful. It was a little bit stressing. As I said, we got a little tired, you know, but fortunately we solved everything. And again, English was not necessary. English was extremely important. I think you already know that, you know. I think you already know that. You are not foolish to say like, oh no, I'm gonna stop worrying or improving my English. But I just wanted to bring to you this reality, you know, to show you that, you know, sometimes you are preparing yourself in a swimming pool, you are training in a swimming pool, but the reality is when you go out there, when you travel outside Brazil, or when you have a meeting, you know, with different people or with foreigners, com estrangeiros, dude, you are not training in a swimming pool. You are swimming with the sharks. You are swimming at the sea, you know. So don't be foolish, you know, and don't misjudge, don't miscalculate saying that you can manage, you know, because it was a challenge, you know. And I don't want to see you suffering. I don't want to see you struggling when you travel. So get ready, you know. As I said, get ready. Like, accept the best. Expect the best. Hope for the best, but get ready for the worst. Hope for the best, but get ready for the worst. Don't misjudge. Don't miscalculate, you know. Get yourself prepared. When you get out there, they are all sharks. And yeah, I'm pretty sure that by studying, by applying yourself, by practicing daily, weekly, you know, I'm pretty sure you're going to be able to, let's say, to improve your English and manage some challenges out there as well, just like I managed. All right, so that's the message that I would like to give to you. I'm pretty excited to come back here with you, and I'm looking forward to the next episode where we're gonna talk about the retrospective or the look back at 2023. Thank you very much. Again, it was such a huge pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much for being with us throughout this year. It's been amazing. See you, or talk to you, in the next episode. Bye.